It's Ben Sorensen here, and country music has lost a legend, Merle Haggard, who turned 79. He died Wednesday, April 6th in California, surrounded by friends and family. The Country Music Hall of Famer had been in failing health for a while now, diagnosed with double pneumonia in December, which led to the cancellation of several dates, including a two-night stand at the Ryman Auditorium. Merle Haggard had 40 number one songs, including Mama Tried, Working Man Blues, Okie from Muskogee, and The Fight Inside of Me, and wrote many classics, some of which have been recorded by folks such as Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Vince Gill, who is a lifelong fan of the iconic entertainer. Many of country music's brightest stars took to Twitter to offer their thoughts, including Alan Jackson, Luke Bryan, Australia's own Keith Urban, Hilary Scott, and Casey Musgraves as well. Although I think George Strait said it best. He was a huge fan of Merle Haggard's.
You know, Merle was huge in my career. When he did Okie from Muskogee back in the 70s, I think it was. You know, I kind of got hooked then on Merle and country music. When I was in the Army and stationed at Schofield Barracks in Hawaii, you know, Merle came there and he played Conroy Bow. And I remember I was playing an NCO club that night. And before my little gig, you know, I got to run over there and I kind of snuck in and saw Merle. And it just blew me away. That's what I wanted to be like, you know, I wanted to be like the Hag. And so I can't tell you, you know, how big of an influence he was on me. It's just huge.
The list of people Merle Haggard had influenced both personally and musically reads like a who's who list, including Vince Gill.
I've been a Haggard nut my whole life. And I've played country music, recorded country music, and tried to emulate what I loved about Merle Haggard on a lot of occasions.
However, the most moving moment for me was an image posted on Instagram by son Ben Haggard, showing an image of his hand holding Merle's with the message saying, "A week ago, Dad told us he was going to pass on his birthday, and he wasn't wrong. An hour ago, he took his last breath, surrounded by family and friends. He loved everything about life, and he loved that every one of you gave him a chance with his music. He wasn't just a country singer, he was the best country singer that ever lived." And I'm quite sure that we all agree. Eric Church wrote and recorded Pledge Allegiance to the Hag for his Sinners Like Me album. The song also featured the subject of the song, Mr. Merle Haggard, and I think now it takes on a whole new meaning.
One of these days when my time has come, you can take me back to where I'm from. Put me on a westbound train and ship me off in the pouring rain. Don't cry for me when I'm gone. Just put a quarter in the jukebox and sing me back home. And tip your hats and raise your glasses of cold, cold, cold beer. They say country's fading, but just keep waving that flag around here. And I know it'll keep on coming back, long as people pledge allegiance where folks still pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the Hag.